During the prophetic worship, I just like fell into this vision. And you know, what I saw was I saw Christ and I saw him on the cross. And it was so amazing to see that. And I just really felt just to speak to the prophetic people in this church and the visionaries and those who flow in the Spirit. And I have an urgent word from the Lord, because I feel just to let you know that if your gifting is not founded on the cross, you have nothing. And we can function in the prophetic realm because the gift without repentance. You know, we can flow supernaturally anywhere and every way. But if you don't have the revelation of the cross, it profits you nothing. Of a dream that I had where, you know, it was kind of like, I don't know if you guys saw the show Lost, where it's just like really random, and you know, where we were on this mountain, and what happened was, it was like we were these prophetic people and we were on this mountain, and what happened was is that there was an earthquake and the mountain was literally shifted off of its axis, which made it, when it went into the realms, we ended up in like two different places at one time. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that show, but it's almost like, you know, the dimensions of time like separated, and we ended up in all these different locations. You know, and in the dream, of course, there was like this enemy thing where they were going to come and get us, you know what I mean? And we were just talking, and there was an atheist person that cried out and said, God, if you're here, you know, show us now. And I felt in the dream just the Spirit of God that was so present. And somehow we escaped, and we ended up going into this time portal, and we ended up getting like sucked up. And the whole purpose of the dream is this, is to be a prophetic people. And if you're not on your axis, which is the cross, which is the foundation of the cross, you end up in all these different dimensions. You know, and you end up seeing and feeling and doing things that are outside of Christ's cross. And you start functioning in realms that are non-existent when it comes to the power of the cross. And so I felt the urgency of the Lord as I fell into that vision, just the sweetness of the presence of God, just the sweetness of the cross. And it was like, Leona, I am the door. I'm the door. Any other way is a thief and a robber. And so just tonight, as we bring this message on the power of the cross, I pray that the depth of it gets anchored inside of your soul, because it's the very thing that we are. It's the very source of who we are. And I know that we're a prophetic bunch here, and I know that we're curious about the supernatural, so we tend to run in anything and anywhere that would feed us. And that brings me to my word. I have to say it. God putting it on my heart. Where revelation that I actually spoke, and I just saw the doorway to speak it here about being hungry for God. You know, and when I shared it in Sausalito, it was amazing. It was so fresh, but I just have to tell you now, we're no longer hungry for God. And too many times, I feel we're like a hungry people, hungry for God. I just want to be with you. God, come. Oh my gosh, help me, clean me up. And it's like prayers as a prophetic people without the revelation and the knowledge of the power of what Christ has done for us. That it is perfectly finished. And you are a perfectly whole person. Perfect whole. And so God is showing me in Sasoko, I'm not hungry for God anymore. How I'm hungry for God. And how do you say that? How do you say I'm hungry for God? Well, I had scripture after scripture after scripture that would show me that blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. It's an infilling that comes in Christ. There is an infilling that comes where it just says, those who are hungry, hunger and thirst, I need my notes, because we're about to go this way. I didn't think we were doing that, but hey, you know what? Check it out. God is good. Will you get me my notes? Oh, there they are. They are. Okay, because we're going to just prove to you, because I have to speak this. I have to speak this because we're prophetic people in this church. I have to share because I know how it is to be prophetic, and I know how it is to be curious, and I know what it feels like to be led in the wrong way. So there's an establishment that's taking place here at Blazing Fire, because I can feel the fire of God wanting to anchor us prophetic people on the knowledge of the cross. It's foundational, it's necessary, and there's no other thing or satisfy us. We talk about angels here, we talk about the supernatural, we talk about things that are taking place in the heavenly realms, and all God has, but there's really nothing. There is nothing that compares to what Christ has done for us. There is nothing at all. And it's like I feel the fire of God's glory, because I feel this impartation that's taking place of the knowledge of how holy you are. And I feel like God wants to eradicate the emotion. That's exactly what it is, the emotional commotion. To where we spend our weeks in this emotional turmoil, in this emotional up and down, without the revelation of knowing that our emotions are made whole in Christ. We have pure, redeemed, holy, generously joyful emotions. And so God gave me this revelation that I'm not just gonna eat anything that's served to me anymore when it comes to the gospel. And how the pure truth of the revelation of God is necessary. And God was showing me about the hunger and how hungry people will eat anything. And we have our sister Angela up in Haiti right now. Bless her on her way back. God gave me a visual picture of what does it look like to be hungry? What does it look like to be thirsty? And I share it with you. Desperation, God showed me all of this commotion. But in order to survive, they have to eat anything. In order to survive, they had to drink anything. They drank each other's urine out of desperation to survive. And that's a hard case. But I'm showing you illustration of the thing that we don't have to do being fulfilled in Christ. And when it comes to the gospel, I just have it inside me that there is nothing else that can preach any longer in my heart. It has to be the real deal for me. It cannot be any mixture. It cannot be do it yourself. It cannot be fix yourself up for me. Because the revelation is this, is God's redeeming of you on that cross. And the illustration is this, that it was you that was hanging on that cross. He died your death. He died for you. And we are alive now to experience the joyful life that he's given us. And so it becomes very simple that our day-to-day struggles and our struggles through the emotions of life, it's only because you have yet to believe the truth. Because if you would have received the truth and you know what it is that Christ did for you, which was completely set you free in all things, setting you free to enjoy a holy, fire, happy life. It's all I experience, seriously. Not saying things come, but you know what? That doesn't change the truth. That doesn't change what Christ did. It doesn't change our life in him. It just doesn't do it. I don't care what you say. I'm sorry. I don't care what you say. Oh, I'm going through this. I'm going through that. It does not change what Christ did on the cross. It does not change the redemption that he bled and died for. Christ said, take up your cross, follow me. He didn't say, here, come help me with my cross. Too many times we use it. Oh, well, we're supposed to pick up our cross daily and follow him. Well, you know what? Pick up your cross. See yourself as Christ walking to that Calvary with your cross. That was your death. That was your cross. You were nailed with all of that junk. It's dead. The old self of you is dead. It is no longer you who live. It is Christ inside of you. So you can turn around and say, hi, Jesus. It is Christ inside of you. You know, God gave me this crazy revelation when I was in Santa Cruz, and it was just the scripture that said, you know, the scripture that says that all creation groans for the revealing of the sons of God. Well, I went into a vision, and God showed me that that scripture was fulfilled on the cross. And it was just, I don't even have my Bible, but I'm just going to flow prophetically and just take it and take it to the Bible and check it out. What happened was, it's like, as I saw Christ on this cross, I saw him like literally split open and light was shining everywhere. And it was, and he said that this scripture was filled on this day. And as I searched the word, I went in John, and Lonnie, you probably know it. And I found the scripture that showed that all creation groaned, where there was commotion that took place. There was an earthquake. The veil was ripped. You know, the priests were tripping out. All this chaos was happening because the earth was groaning because the sons of God were being revealed on the cross. So what I saw was all creation, like, totally shocked, taking this gasp because the revelation of you was on that cross. Creation saw the revealing of the sons of God. And that was you. So when Christ was dying, you were shown to creation. It is absolutely necessary that you grasp the revelation of the fullness of the cross, because it eradicates every other process that you think that you can conjure up. It is man's religious idea and his opinion. And I just feel the holy jealousy inside of me right now. It's like Christ is like shouting inside of my being for you to have the understanding of the fullness of what it is that he did. Because it is finished. The striving and the needing to try to measure up and the needing to get healed and the deliverance was taken place at the cross. Can we simply believe that? Or do we need to feel, we need to take it into our own hands and do some things? Can we just have the simple faith and the simple belief that it is finished? And there isn't the process. If you don't like that, it's like, oh well, it's the truth. Christ doesn't need our help in trying to redeem us. And I feel like we've added on so many things and I don't, I'm going there, and I told God, I said, Jesus, I'm not going to preach that. Yeah. So just, this is Jesus talking. So I had a funny vision. Oh, gosh. Yeah, Marcus, I'm going there. So I had this, and I was talking to a friend long ago. We were just about, like, is there anything that's real anymore? Like, we were just talking how, like, women, per se, you know, we got contacts, we get our nails done that are fake, we have, like, you know, push-up bras and booty pants, and it's okay, we're chasing out the religious spirit right now, it's all good. So it was just funny because, you know, we have makeup, we have hair and all that stuff, and it was funny because we were laughing, is anything real anymore? And I had this vision that was hilarious. I mean, me and Jesus were laughing. I don't know about you, but it's gonna be funny. And I saw it in like a cartoon image. Like, I wanna make it like a comic book because it was so funny. And what I saw was this like really pretty lady with all the like eyelashes and all of her things done. It was like, woohoo, you know, and then like, you know, then like the man guy was like, oh, wow. And so what happened was they, you know, were going to get married. And what happened was she started taking everything off. She took off her nails. She took off her eyes. She took off her hair. She took off her booty pants. You know what I mean? Like, it was clothes, you know, but the whole concept in saying all this is, when are we just going to be simply beautiful? You know, and we've added on all of this stuff to try to help beautify us, and it's fake. It's fake. And that's exactly what it is. And so it's just like God died on that cross. Oh, Lord. I thank you, God, that I was drunk for that one. Oh, my God, it's funny. Oh, Lord, my God. But that's exactly the kind of image that's really funny, but it's kind of true. You know, where we've tried to help beautify the bride of Christ with all these programs and ways of doing things. We haven't left her simply beautiful. We haven't left her just the beautiful one Christ died for and Christ deemed and redeemed in the simplicity of his love, the one he fell in love with. You know, the one he died in love with, not this fake pseudo thing. You know? So, I don't know. We might just kind of toss around with this. Do you have anything right now? You're good. Oh, shikabiki. Oh, wow. Okay, so some of you haven't heard this, so this is good, okay? So I don't even know where I'm going. I just feel anointed. Yeah, you can say that to yourself. Just say, I'm so holy. I'm so holy. I'm so righteous. That is real. That is real. We are the righteousness of Christ. He is our righteousness. And that is exactly where we are. Perfectly whole, perfectly holy. Oh my God. Feel free to come and get this if you want, because I think I'm just gonna wow. Don't worry about me, I do this, so it's good. Okay, forget the notes, we're just gonna go. But anyways, I was gonna tell you about the woman and the Samaritan and the lady at the well. We all know that story, we're familiar with that. So it's like, you know, the one thing that stuck out this time was new. When Jesus went to her, what he said was, you know, can you give me a drink? And she said, wow, why are you asking me that? And basically they have the conversation and he said, if you knew who it was who was asking you, you would ask me for a drink. And she said, like, who are you? Do you think you're better than Jacob, the one who like dug this well and, you know, fed his flocks? That was like a symbolic of like his own efforts. He dug this well, you know. He fed his own flocks. And you're trying to tell me that you're better than that? And Christ said, if you knew who it was, you would ask me for a drink. Because I have living water. And those who come to me will never thirst again. So why are we thirsty? I have to ask that, seriously. Why are we thirsty for God? Have you not drank in the living water? Have you not drank in the living water? Maybe it's time that you did. Yeah. Jesus declared, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me never go hungry. Why are you hungry for God? Have you not tasted the bread of life? Are we still struggling with death and past things that have literally been shut off from you? from the time of Christ's death? Have you not stepped into the resurrection life and the knowledge that it is completely finished, that it is done, that you are a new man and a new creation? And maybe if we believe that, we wouldn't have to deal with the emotional question. If maybe we just simply believed the finished works of Christ, perhaps we can step into the destiny he has always had for us. That's just a thought, right? I'm happy. I'm totally happy. I am living, as Ben Dunn wrote, the happy gospel. There is nothing outside of happy gospel for me. When you think about it, you just totally get caught up in this When you think about the joy and the riches that he has for me, I just want to live that life. I don't want to live any other life. And when do we think this process of ours will end then, I ask you? When do you think that you will arrive? I'm just wondering. Until we die? You think that we're going to be in a process until we die? Then what did Christ die for then? What did he die for? What did he die for? Because if we're always constantly going to be in this turmoil for life and death sets us free, you have the wrong savior. Death will be your savior. That's what's going to save you, right? Because you won't enjoy love and happiness and excitement and bliss until you die. That's what you're saying, right? Is that what you're preaching? Right? No, I tell you, God showed me that even we just have a little misunderstanding. So let me help you. Yeah, let me just help you. Let me just help you a little bit. It is finished. It's very that simple. Yeah, there's nothing in between. It's yes or no, black or white. There's nothing in between. And so God was showing that, you know what, we don't have to just eat anything. You know, because hungry people, when we're hungry, we'll eat anything. And that goes from the spirit too. And beautiful, because we call the new covenant the wine. And God just released to me this revelation that was intense, literally wrecked my heart. And I'll share with you. And it was just God, there's one translation that talks about when he was on the cross and he said, I'm thirsty. That he even took our own spiritual thirst to that cross. And so he said, I'm thirsty. Him of all people, thirsty to experience the separation from God. He experienced thirst. We can't say we're thirsty. He experienced that thirst on the cross. He experienced that. He said, I'm thirsty on the cross. And what happened was, and he said, they did sponge. And one translation, wine, vinegar. Another translation says bitter wine. Another translation says sour wine. God revealed that he took that mixture, the old and infinite, where it was on the cross. It was on the cross, this combustion of both covenants. There was an ending and a beginning. It was like this combustion. Shikonki. Shiroshababa. It was that. Yeah. It was that. It was like this crushing, if you will. Christ crushed for us. And that I'm thirsty, which is the spiritual thirst. That's what the old covenant is. It's a desperation, a thirst, a crying out, a trying to be right with God, a trying to do it, a feeling of failure, a messing up. Isn't that discouraging right now? See, it's like, that's not, see, it's like, you guys, that's not for us. That's, and so he said, I'm thirsty. One of the last things he said, and he drank that mixture. He drank the wine and the vinegar and the wine. And he said it was finished. So I only to drink only of the pure, pure anointing of his wine. Because it ended, and we are in Christ's wine. Is Christ that is the mystical union? If you want to be a mystical person, understand history of understand. So in Christ, ending, and there you were hanging. There you were resurrected into the new life of Christ on the third day. That you should only know joy, love abundantly, happiness, freedom. You are free. And I speak to you as a prophetic people who desire to flow into the realms of the Spirit. Not do so, to do into the realm, and I go into the realm outside. Christ resurrected is the fullness of your, and everything in the realms and the natural and the prophetic and angelic realm is the prophetic and is yours in Christ. So first, study, show yourselves approved. Study the revelation of the cross. Study and get it inside of you so that you will not be off your axis. Not be off your axis. You're going into different realms that bear no good fruit. It doesn't make me happy. And I know. And even if you had the supernatural of it, it is nothing. If you don't have Christ. You don't have knowledge. I speak to you, a prophetic voice to another. You get the cross. It's the only way. It's the only door. It's the only door. In him binds everything together. In prophecy, in teaching, in revelatory realms, in worship. It's all there. And if you don't see it there, you need to go back and you need to study it. Because too many times we have prophetic voices that are flaky and a little off. And God is raising up a generation of prophets and prophetic people who function in pure bliss and pure knowledge of the redeemed people. Yes. Shiraba. Yay! I'm just gonna do a little bit of this because God is doing it. Is changing our atmospheres. That's exactly real. Come on, he's changing our atmospheres. Wow. so I call you free. You are already. I don't even have to tell you that, but for your benefit, I say you're free. Thank you. You are free to enjoy life. You are free. Free. I'm going to do one thing, and I think I might be done. Okay, from Philippians. And this is my prayer, that your love may rise higher and higher, fullest development in recognition of the truth, and in comprehensive grasp of its application, thus furnishing you with a sure test of what is true excellence, so that you may remain untainted by error, unstumbling amidst obstacles till the day of Messiah's appearing. So I just speak right now, and I call each and every one of you on your axis. On your axis. On your axis. And your axis is the cross. Access. On your access. Shiki-maki-maki. On your access. That's it. Shikama. Hibibibi.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Sheba. Oh, he. Oh.